The X-ray movies. Still holding Dana Phelps between us, we hurried toward the tomb and entered. While our attention had been diverted in the direction of the swamp, the body of Montague Phelps had been stolen. Dana Phelps was still deliberately brushing off his clothes. Had he been in league with them, executing a flank movement to divert our attention, or had it all been pure chance? Well, demanded Andrews. Well, replied Dana. Oh, God. Kennedy said nothing, and I felt that, with our capture, the mystery seemed to have deepened rather than cleared. As Andrews and Phelps faced each other, I noticed that the latter was now and then an... Fuck. Was now and then, oh my god, endeavoring to cover his wrist. Where the dog had torn his coat sleeve. Are you hurt badly? Inquired Kennedy. Dana said nothing but backed away. Kennedy advanced, insisting on looking at the wounds. As he looked, he disclosed a semicircle of marks. Oh, fuck. Not a dog bite, he whispered, turning to me and fumbling in his pocket. Besides, those marks are a couple days old. They have scabs on them. Ugh. He had pulled out a pencil and a piece of paper. An unknown to Phelps was writing in the darkness. I leaned over near the point in the tube through which the point for writing was, protruded a small accumulator and tiny electric lamp which threw a little disc of light, so small that it could be hidden by the hand, yet quite sufficient, oh my fucking god, to guide Craig in moving the point of his pencil for the proper formation of whatever he was recording on the surface of the paper. The fuck? Okay. An electric light pencil, he remarked laconically in an undertone. Who were the others? Demanded. Fuck. Oh my god. Andrews of... Oh, Dana. There was a pause as though he were debating whether or not to answer at all. I don't know, he said at length. I wish I did. You don't know, queried Anders with incredulity. No, I say I wish I did know. You and your dog interrupted me just as I was about to find out, too. We looked at each other in amazement, and... Anders was frankly skeptical of the coolness of the young man. Kennedy said nothing for some moments. I see you don't want to talk, he put in shortly. Nothing to talk about, grunted Dana in disgust. Then why are you here? Nothing but conjecture, no facts, only suspicions, said Dana, half to himself. You expect us to believe that, insinuated Andrews. I can't help what you believe, that is the fact. And you were not with them? No. You'll be within call if we let you go. Now, any time that we want you? Interrupted Kennedy, much to the surprise of Andrews. I shall stay in Woodbine as long as there's any hope of clearing up this case. If you want me, I suppose I shall have... Ugh. I shall have to stay anyhow, even if there is a clue somewhere else. I'll take your word for it, offered Kennedy. I'll give it. I must say that I rather liked the young chap, although I could make nothing out of him. As Dana Phelps disappeared down the road, Andrews turned to Kennedy. What did you do that for? He asked, half critically. Because we can watch him anyway, answered Craig with a significant glance at the now empty casket. Have him shadowed, Andrews. It may lead to something, and it may not, but in any case, don't let him get out of reach. Oh, Here we are in a worse mystery than ever. Ugh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Grumbled Andrews. We have caught a prisoner, but the body is gone, and we can't even show that he was an accomplice. What were you writing? I asked Craig, endeavoring to change the subject to one more promising. Just copying the peculiar shape of those marks on Phelps's arm. Perhaps we can improve on the fingerprint method of identification. Oh. Those were the marks of human teeth. Oh my god. He was glancing casually at his sketch as he displayed it to us. I wondered whether he really expected to obtain proof of the identity of at least one of the ghouls by the tooth marks. Oh, fuck. It shows 8 teeth, one of them decayed, he remarked. Oh. By the way, there's no use watching here any longer. I have some more work to do in the laboratory, which will keep me another day. Tomorrow night, I shall be ready. Andrews, in the meantime, I leave the shadowing of Dana to you. And with the help of Jameson, I want you to arrange to have all those connected with the case at my laboratory tomorrow night without fail. Andrews and I had to do some clever... Oh my god. Clever scheming to, to bring pressure to bear on the various persons interested to ensure their attendance. Oh my god. Now that Craig was ready to act. Of course there was... There was no difficulty in getting Dana Phelps. Andrews' shadows reported nothing. Oh my god. Nothing in his actions of the following day that... oh fuck. That indicated anything. Oh my god. Mrs. Phelps came down to town by train, and Dr. Forden... Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my god, I don't even know where I am. Oh my fucking god. And Dr. Forden motored in. Andrews even took the precaution to to secure Shaughnessy and the trained nurse, Miss Tracy. Fuck. 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 Who had been with Montague Phelps during his illness, but had not contributed anything. Toward untangling the case. Oh my god. Andrews and myself completed. Oh my god. Fuck. Completed the little audience. Oh my god. fuck. Okay. Oh. We found Kennedy heating a large mass of some composition, such as dentists use in, oh fuck, taking impressions of teeth. I shall be ready in a moment. He excused himself, still bending over his Bunsen flame. Oh. By the way, Mr. Phelps, fuck. If you will permit me. He had detached a wad of the softened material. Phelps, taken by surprise, allowed him to make an impression of his teeth, almost before he realized what Kennedy was doing. Oh, fuck. Oh. The precedent set, so to speak, Kennedy approached Dr. Forden. He demurred, but finally consented. Huh? Mrs. Phelps followed, then the nurse, and even Shaughnessy. Glance at each impression, Kennedy laid them aside to harden. Fuck. I am ready to begin, he remarked at length, turning to a peculiar looking instrument, something like three telescopes pointing at a center in which. Fuck. Was a series of glass prisms. These five senses of ours are pretty dull detectives sometimes, Kennedy began. But I find when we're... able to call in outside aid, we usually find that there are no more mysteries. He placed something in a test tube in line before one of the barrels of the telescopes near a brilliant electric light. What do you see, Walter? He asked, indicating an eyepiece. I looked. A series of lines, I replied. Oh, fuck. What is it? That, he explained, is a spectroscope, and those are the lines of the absorption spectrum. Each of those lines by its presence denotes... denotes a different, substance. Now, on the pavement of the Phelps Mausoleum, I found, you will recall, some roundish spots. I have made a very diluted solution of them, which is placed in the, fuck, in this tube. The applicability of the spectroscope to the differentiation of various substances is too well known to need explanation. Its value lies in the exact nature of the evidence furnished. Even the very dilute solution which I've been able to make of the material scraped from these spots gives characteristic absorption bands of the material scraped from these spots. Oh, where the hell am I? Between the D and E lines. As they are called. Their wavelengths are between 5774 and 5390. It is such a distinct absorption spectrum that it is possible to determine with certainty. That the fluid actually contains a certain substance, even though the microscope might fail to give sure proof. Blood, human blood, that was what those stains were. He paused. The spectra of the blood pigments, he added, of the extremely minute quantities of blood and the decomposition products of hemoglobin in the blood are here infallibly shown, varying very distinctly with the chemical changes which the pigments may undergo. He paused. The spectra of the blood pigments, he added, of the extremely... Oh, fuck it. I swear to... Whose blood was it, I asked myself. Was it of someone who had visited the tomb? Who was surprised there? Or surprised someone else there? I was hardly ready for Kennedy's quick remark. Ugh. There were two kinds of blood there. One was contained in the spots on the floor, all about the mausoleum. There are marks on the arm of Dana Phelps, which he probably might say were made by the teeth of my police dog, Schaefer. They are human tooth marks, however. He was bitten by someone in a struggle. It was his blood on the floor of the mausoleum. Whose were the teeth? Oh. Kennedy fingered the now set impressions, then resumed. Before I answer that question, what else does the spectroscope show? Oh, God. Oh, fuck.